Well, everyone loves koalas, and a new study has found that the local environment of rescued koalas can affect their recovery process. And somewhat surprisingly, it's found that koalas rescued from rural areas tend to show higher levels of stress than those from urban areas. To talk to us about the study, I'm joined by Dr. Edward Narayan, a senior lecturer of animal science at Western Sydney University. Edward, good morning.
Good morning, Victor. Thanks for having me.
Now, were you surprised to find urban koalas were less stressed than rural koalas?
Yes, to some extent we were surprised by that result. We were trying to understand what the koalas are telling us with regards to their response to environmental change. So by developing this technology, which can actually pick up stress levels in the scat sample, so feces that the animal deposits, you can basically tap into the physiology of the animal without harassing it. So what we saw that the koalas actually in urban environment were sort of showing milder response to stress. So it was a bit of a interesting result for us, and we are now trying to explain that result in our findings.
Mm. And yeah, going through our koala feces mustn't have been too fun.
Yep, it's been very interesting. So basically how it operates is we have the brain and the body. So we respond to stress by our visual cues, our sensory perception, and basically the brain sends message to the endocrine system, which then releases specific molecules that actually responds to stress. Now, the beauty of working with the non-invasive techniques, which is the fecal cortisol sampling, and it basically is absent of me having to hold the animal, because as soon as you are harassed, you tend to generate a stress response. So we get to optimize the method, and we just need to work with a teaspoon of scat for the purpose.
It's probably good to avoid stressing them out when you're trying to measure just how stressed they are. So what is stressing koalas in rural environments?
That's a no-brainer. It's basically, we know that in rural environments, there's a lot of added stresses going on with regards to development. And the fact that the koalas in rural, really remote areas are not familiar to human beings. So that was one of the explanations that we were trying to give to this finding, is that in urban areas, our native wildlife are more in touch with humans. So basically, they tend to show some level of adaptation. And before even going deeper into this, each and every wildlife animal is unique in terms of their needs and their ability to respond to the environment. So the koalas are basically saying, look, we are happy to live with humans as long as you put our needs first. So give us the trees that we need, give us the resources, the food, shelter, and it's very simple. If you provide the trees, the koalas will be happy.
Yeah, so if they are not that into the rural environments in their current form, are we going to start seeing them in big cities?
So you might see massive army of koalas on the harbour.
I wouldn't say no.
No, not necessarily. So the koalas are not migratory animals, so you would not expect them to move very long distances as opposed to a carnivorous mammal. So they actually live in social groupings, and they have a home range, and they have a food tree, and they have a refugia tree. So they live in a family, okay? So there's a dad, there's a mom. The females play a very, very important role in managing the family. They have got young ones. They've got different age groups of koalas. And so basically, it's like a family. It's like a normal Sydney household where you've got mom, dad, and kids and grandparents coming and staying with you over the weekend. So basically, that's how our marsupials live. And koala is a beautiful example of a very stable social grouping. So I wouldn't expect koalas to migrate massively.
So it's not that It's not that they're all coming to the cities, it's that the cities can be better environments for them.
Definitely, that's exactly, you've just nailed on the head there with that message that we are trying to give. Mm. If you know, if a koala ends up on the edge, you know, of the rural to urban fringe, or a pocket hole between the national park and the main highway, we just want to make sure that they have got a safe zone where they can sort of feel comfortable.
Mm. That something that governments and authorities are doing, making these areas accommodating for koalas?
Yes, definitely. We are seeing a lot of actions being put forward to support our native wildlife. But like I said, we can keep improving ourselves. And this science at the moment is telling us that koalas need more habitat, more gum trees.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we should be giving them that because they are a national treasure.
Definitely, yes. And I think it's very simple. If we don't have trees, there will be no koalas left.
Mm. It's a sad prospect, but hopefully we can save them. Edward, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries, Victor. Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Edward Narayan, a senior lecturer of animal science at Western Sydney University, talking to us about the stresses of the modern-day koala and his surprising finding that they actually don't mind urban areas as much as we may have thought.